Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's, the world-famous Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, our new home, every Friday. During football season, we're here Mondays. And then once football ends, which was a lot later this year, Ike, obviously, is the Super Bowl champion Eagles.
The final day.
You're darn right.
Yeah.
Darn tootin'.
Played the last football game.
So we're here Fridays, and obviously stop out. Check us out when you get a chance here. A lot of people already enjoying an early Friday happy hour. 888-729-9494. I'm going to get to why I think it's insane that people think that Foles just wants to come back next year and be a backup in 1 second. We do have some breaking news here, Ben Livingston. A couple different things here. And just, I'll start in football. Marcus Peters traded, according to reports, traded to the Rams there, I agree. So from Kansas City, a good corner who is having some problems in the locker room and off the field. I don't know. But
yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah, he's a little crazy.
Yeah.
So he goes to the Rams. But Ersan Ilyasova nearing a buyout with the Atlanta Hawks if we switch over to the NBA very quickly. Could he be coming back to Philadelphia, Ike Reese?
Don't know.
He could. They could have an all 6'10 lineup. Pretty much. Covington would be your shortest guy, like 6'7, 6'8, whatever he is.
Yeah, but do I elaborate or?
I don't think, no, we're not allowed. Back to the phones. No, I mean, at this point, he could be a backup.
Yeah, I liked him when he was here last year. You know, but obviously they needed to move him so Sharge could play more. And that certainly, I think, helped Dario grow as a player last year, get his confidence going as he made that push for Rookie of the Year second half of the season. Bringing back as Dario's backup this year, I like it coming off the bench. I don't mind it.
And at this point, he's just
adds a little bit of toughness to him, too.
I like the way he rebounded and defended. I'm not saying sign him long term. He's streaky with the three-point shot. Anthony and Wayne, PA. What's up, Ant?
Yeah, what up, guys?
What up, Ant?
What up, Ant?
Yeah, not much, man. I just wanted to say, speaking real quick, that Marcus Peters trade, I was going to talk about how the Super Bowl win has affected the other teams, but I just want to say, yeah, if Kansas City's going to be a problem, man, that defense is going to be stacked. I mean, I know Peters is a little crazy, but...
The Rams, you're saying.
Oh, the Rams. Yes. Oh, my God. He became... Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, the Rams. They've got... That's going to be a nasty date.
Good team.
Yeah.
Definitely a good team.
And they already got Jared Goff. Like, I feel like, you know, they're definitely contending for, you know, for us, I feel like. Because
we'll
got, you know. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not. Trust me. I mean, Super Bowl chance, baby.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to keep my eye out for the enemy. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. We got to always keep an eye out on whether. I'm waiting to see who Minnesota's going to sign for their quarterback.
Uh-huh.
When you look at the NFC, the Eagles' stiffest competition will be, you got the Rams, that's a young team, right?
Yep.
Minnesota, depending on what they do at quarterback. You got Green Bay. Who else you got?
Aaron Rodgers coming back.
Yeah, you got it. You think Atlanta?
Yeah.
Carolina?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're teams in the that you mentioned.
They're there. Saints.
Yeah.
Will the Saints be back?
And if Saquon goes to New York and they get their quarterback situation figured out, I'm really going to hate that.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the Giants just yet. They're still going to have Eli. Don't worry about the
Giants.
All right,
I'll let you go. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate
it. Eli, hold on. Eli with Saquon, Melvin Ingram. Not Melvin Ingram.
Evan.
Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
OBJ.
Maybe.
Shepard.
Maybe.
Huh. Although I wouldn't take Saquon if I were the Giants. They need a quarterback.
Well, if you don't like the quarterbacks that are there, and they may not.
I hope they do take Saquon, because that means they won't have a quarterback answer.
No, they're gonna have Eli
stuck and, with Eli even longer.
And then then what do they do?
Look at the quarterbacks in our division. I got to worry about Alex Smith in Washington, Dak Prescott in Dallas, Eli Manning in New York.
Hardly a division of elite quarterbacks.
Yeah. But, it got worse all around.
By the way,
except for our team,
according to Matt Lombardo, I believe it. Pro Football Talk has it listed as Michael Lombardo, but I believe it's Matt Lombardo. Yeah, Matt Lombardo, my buddy. Eagles aren't expected to re-sign Trey Burton. Eagles made an offer to Burton that he, quote, didn't consider serious.
Huh?
Yep.
Who said that?
This is according to Matt Lombardo, NJ.com. Huh. He's reporting. Just came out here in the last hour or so. Yep. I mean, wait. What if you're Trey Burton, why would you sign anything right now unless the Eagles are coming to you and saying, hey, here's $15 million guaranteed or something?
Right.
See what's out there and then maybe come back to the Eagles. Huh? What's the most you would do with Trey Burton? Knowing
he's my number two guy. He's my number two. Oh, you mean money-wise?
Yeah.
I don't think they can afford him.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think they can afford him. I mean, the most I would be able to do with him is $4 million. You're talking about the number two tight end I'm giving $4 million to.
What, a year?
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay him at least that. And I don't see how can they do that? They need linebackers?
They can't do that, yeah. Can't do that.
They can't do it at all. All right, so Nick Foles, Ike. All right?
Uh-huh.
I think like, if right now you aimed a... You aimed a water gun at me, a super soaker.
Yeah.
And said, is he going to be back next year or not? I would say yes. He'll be with the Eagles in 2018.
More likely than not.
I believe that. And here's why I believe it. And you mentioned it earlier. It's the market's not there for him. There's too many free agent quarterbacks. There's enough to where I don't think a team is going to give. It's not if he was a free agent, it would be a different story. The fact that the Eagles, and they have Carson Wentz who's injured, they're not going to give him away for a third-round draft pick. So a team, even though they may like Nick Foles, says, well, we can wait a year. We can grab somebody else. So I think that more likely than not, he's going to be back. But if I'm Nick Foles, and if you read between the lines of what he said and on Jimmy Kimmel, he said he's going to let his agent handle all the stuff about coming back or whatever. I mean, realistically, if he wants to be a starter in this league again, why would he want to come back if he can find another job that works for him and benefits him and gets him a new contract?
I don't think he's back at the next year.
Well, I don't think unless something catastrophic happens.
As a matter of fact, I hope he's not back next year, after next year.
Because that means Carson's done well they have a backup already in there.
And I expect that to be the case. But I want to see Nick Foles go somewhere, start for his own team, and lead his own team. Honestly, do. I don't mind having him for another year, for sure, because you just don't know what the deal is with Carson and when he's going to be back. And if you got to have a backup in a year that you're trying to repeat as champions, what other backup would I want than Nick Foles? I have him under contract. I certainly want him back for next year. But after next year, like, unless Nick Foles somehow says, I'll stay here and play for $2 million, $3 million a year, and I'm okay with being a backup. Okay, right, then I guess I'll take him for that.
Let me forget about $2 million. Let's say that he says, I want to be the highest paid backup. I want not a long-term deal, but you know what I mean. I don't want a two-year deal. I'm not going to get crazy here, but $15 million guaranteed, highest paid backup, make it seven a year.
I can't do that.
You can't do it?
Nah. I cannot pay my backup quarterback $7 million a year when my starting quarterback is a top five quarterback in the league. You pay your backup $7 million when you think your starter stinks, and eventually he's going to have to play. You know, when they paid Mike Vick $5 million to go to New York, it was because Geno Smith was the quarterback there. I mean, that's when you pay somebody. That's when you pay somebody that amount of money. The reason that they were able to get Nick here this year primarily is because they wanted him here desperately. Like, they wanted him. They didn't want Chase McDaniel or Chase Daniel. Remember the year we gave Chase Daniel $7 million? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that wasn't a great move by Howie.
That was foolish. That was Chip Kelly.
Well, no, that was Doug's first year. That was Doug. Doug used the Andy Reid blueprint and brought a guy over from, just like Andy brought Doug over.
No, you're right. He did. You're right. Yeah, that was Doug's first year. You're right.
That was Doug. That was Doug bringing Doug, like Andy brought Doug.
Yeah, that was foolish.
It was. Now, Howie realized that it was a mistake, ate some money to get rid of him, and brought in Nick Foles. Could you imagine if Chase Daniel was the backup because out of spite he said, well, I can't get rid of him because I'm going to have some dead cap.
That was terrible. He saw Chase Daniel in practice and knew that he was terrible. From the year before.
Oh, my God.
He saw him in practice every day and said, I can't win with a 5'11 quarterback. You know,
Not that plays like that.
Well, and here's the other thing. The good franchises draft young quarterbacks, and they develop them. We didn't draft Nate Sudfeld. We haven't drafted a young quarterback since we drafted Carson Wentz. We haven't drafted a developmental quarterback. Good teams in this league don't have high-priced backup quarterbacks. Unless you've neglected to draft a good young one to develop fourth, fifth, sixth round. Because you, when you have a franchise quarterback, you develop young quarterbacks for trade.
Draft, developed, trade. That's Andy Reid.
That's what you do with them. When you have a franchise quarterback, we already have a franchise quarterback. So you're not supposed to invest anything that high in the backup quarterback.
But you think about that.
That's why Nate Sudfeld is a developmental quarterback. Now, you got the luxury of having him for one more year because you got Nick under contract. But Nate Sudfeld should be good enough to be your backup quarterback in 2019.
Maybe.
Or he's got to go.
Or they're going to have to bring somebody else in.
Yeah, you got to go. Like, why waste time with him? If he's not ready in year four to be a backup, nobody asking to be a starter. Here's the thing when you're a backup. When you're a backup in this league, you just need to have the ability to play well for three or four games.
Normally, that's it.
Exactly. I mean, that's why you're a backup.
A.J. Feely.
The majority of the time. Now, you may get someone who's qualified enough to play a longer stretch, and because the team is strong enough around them, you can get away with it. But ideally, your backup is there in case of an emergency to get you through a rough spot. He's not there unless it's a guy that you're drafting to be behind the Eli Manning and you draft him high because eventually he's taking over.
Right.
But when you have Carson Wentz this young, you bring in another young quarterback to develop behind, just like they did with Donovan. Just like they did with Donovan.
A.J.,
Kevin Cobb.
Cobb.
Even though they drafted Cobb.
Second round. Yeah, that was different.
No. They thought Donovan was closer to the end.
Well, and
that's why they drafted Kevin Cobb to replace him.
Mike McMahon didn't get the job done as a backup. They were scared to death he was going to keep getting hurt,
right.
Donovan.
Yes.
So they said, listen, we need to have a better backup, and we need to have a plan B in case Donovan goes down.
And we need – exactly. So I'm with you on that. When you draft a quarterback like Kevin Cobb, you're drafting him to eventually take over.
Yeah, that's not draft and develop. That's second-round draft pick. I mean, they traded out of that first round.
Yeah.
And passed on some players to do it.
Now, again, we got Nick for one more year. That's the good thing. But this idea of re-signing him to a long-term deal, we got a problem signing Brandon Graham.
Hey Ben, can you cook up a Twitter question that's going to poke at the Eagle fan that wants to believe that Nick is fine with being a backup?
Yeah, first of all, I don't believe that.
Works. Yeah. But how many phone calls have we gotten over the last week? Oh, no, Nick doesn't want to leave. He's fine with being a backup and taking less money.
What if we ask people this? Here's my idea.
Yeah.
Let's see how many people honestly believe Nick Foles has a future here. So let's go, how many more years do you expect Nick Foles to be here? Gone this offseason, here next year, here beyond next year. Because I bet you that there are more than a very small number of people that think Nick Foles is going to be here for longer than a year.
So traded now, finishes out 2017 and moves on, or signs extension?
Yes.
Give those three.
2018.
888-729-9494, and we could do that on the phone lines as well. I think you're out of your mind if you think that Nick Foles is just content with being a backup and doesn't want to go somewhere else and get take another shot at it.
He'll be 30 years old next year. Alex Smith at 34 just got $70 million guaranteed.
I would take $70 million guaranteed.
At 34?
Just to let you know.
Is Alex Smith really 34? Holy smoke.
How is he? He came out with Aaron Rodgers. How old is Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is about, it's about 33, 30,
Abe in Wilmington. Abe.
Check this out.
What's up, Abe?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, man.
What's up, brother?
I couldn't be better. What's up?
And love your show, man. Love your show.
Thank
hey,
you.
Listen, I think this Super Bowl has made us a little bit lovey-dovey.
A little?
Because, man, because people are talking about Nick Foles, like, he's going to be, like, the future backup for Carson Wentz. I do not think that's going to be the case at all whatsoever. I think that people have forgotten how good Carson Wentz is, and more so I think people have forgotten the kind of fan base that we are. Let the best quarterback that we have do three or four games. If we're not going to be looking to change him right away, and everybody's going to start talking, you know, I think that Nick Foles is just going to it's the best interest for Nick Foles is going to be to be starter somewhere else because he's good enough to be a starter at some other team. I don't think that he's going to be a backup for the Eagles for too long.
Yeah, probably next year, right?
I think at worst case scenario, he's okay with being a backup for one more year.
Yeah.
Like, he's not trying to demand his way out of here. I don't believe that.
No, situation presents itself. Yeah, like, I'm not saying that Nick Foles is going to be doing sit-ups in his driveway because he wants out.
Although that would be fun to see.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, Nick out there.
Maybe I should have gotten Nick doing sit-ups on my back. Anyway, how much you think Alex Smith, and I'm going to include 2008, his 2018 salary of $17 million, how much you think he's made in his, which will be 14 seasons? 14 seasons? Holy cow.
This year be 14, right?
Yes.
Kansas City gave him some money.
Indeed. Yeah, he made, I'll tell you how much he made in Kansas City. 31. Oh, my God.
Oh, and he was still here with the big money for the rookies. So he was the number one pick. He got a big signing bonus.
He did. He made, and I don't, it's tough to tell from here. All right, you know what he's made?
Oh, he's made. Can I take a guess real quick?
Yep.
Let's go. You talking about guaranteed or just what he signed
total
for?
Cash.
Total cash.
Including 2018.
Oh, including 2018?
Including the $17 million. So if you want to just do so far for 13 seasons.
I'm going to go buck 30.
Including 2018, he's made $123 million.
Ooh, it's close.
$475. If the price is right, you went over and you lose.
Yes, thank you.
But still, you were close. $123 million? Alex Smith?
Holy smoke.
He's got a pea shooter. Like, you should have been a quarterback, man. What are you doing?
123.
Fitzpatrick made 55?
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, my God.
And he got Kirk Cousins out here about to make, what, $28 million this year? What are you talking about doing? $30 million deal?
He's going to make $60 million in the first year.
The Jets want to give him $60 million in the first year.
Now, there's another report that came out today that said they're not giving him a blank check. So here's what's happening. The agent is floating stuff out there saying the Jets are willing to pay whatever because
right.
they're trying to stir the market.
Stir the market up.
The Jets are coming out and saying, "Oh no, we're not." So this is all behind. I love the way this stuff works. Let's go to Craig in South Philly. Hello, Craiger.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
How are you? What's up?
What up, Craig?
I'm good. My son was actually at a WIP function during the year, Ike, and he took a picture with you and James Nicholas, and you treated him really well, man. I got to thank you for that.
Oh, okay, sure, no problem.
It's just very easy. Anyone who's questioning if Nick Foles is going to start over Carson Wentz, just go on YouTube and look at the Carson Wentz highlight. That's all you have to do is look at his highlight.
I keep telling him, Craig. I keep telling him, man.
That's all you have to do. I love Foles. I have his jersey. He brought us the chip. He'll always be in our hearts. He's going to be Carson Wentz's backup. He's not going anywhere. People need to just relax and stop creating controversy. That's just what it is. Right?
Right? I don't even know if it's controversy. It's more or less conversation.
Well, conversation. That's a good conversation.
No, Craig, there are people that see what Nick Foles did in the Super Bowl, and they think that he will continue to do that going forward, and they look at Carson Wentz almost as that is this golden chip that can rebuild a franchise that doesn't need to be rebuilt. it's like you're trying to get the quarterback you already have, right?
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to do.
We just won the Super Bowl. Like, these people need to relax. I mean, come on. Seriously. Another thing, like, Foles... he fits the system well. You know what I'm saying? He fits our system well. So he might go to another team and not fit the system, and he's a family guy, and he likes being here. A lot of that comes into play. I don't see how people can't see that. But we'll see what happens. Listen, money talks, baby. Money changes a lot of things.
So you're voting long-term extension as a backup, Craig?
Absolutely. I mean, right. You know, not crazy, crazy money. Obviously, things will have to be adjusted.
But you think that's his mindset, though?
Absolutely, sure. 100%.
Why? All right.
Nah.
100%, Ike?
I don't see it.
He doesn't want that $70 million. Give him 15.
It. Now, I think he would be okay with that if that's his only option.
Ike, if he's 34 and he goes out on his own, has some success, ultimately maybe makes the playoffs, maybe he doesn't, maybe it's like the Rams all over again, comes back and does the exact same thing, then maybe he looks at it and says, I've accomplished the Super Bowl, I'm content with being a backup. I can't see any professional athlete in his shoes being content with his NFL career, even after winning the Super Bowl.
Guy just won the Super Bowl, MVP of the Super Bowl.
He didn't succeed as a starter. He didn't succeed as a starter. He didn't.
No, it's
a bottom line. He had to come back as a backup. I'd want another shot at it.
And there has to be something there that doesn't sit well with him about that, right? You know, the whole thing, wanting another crack at it.
You would think.
Because he's going to always second-guess himself. As to the, I didn't really take – did I really give myself a real shot at this thing?
One more shot, right?
Yeah.
Like you want one more shot at it. This time you're wiser and you're smarter because you know what you did wrong, or you know the situation from the first time around. No matter what job you've had, maybe it's relationships or something like that, you learn from past experiences. And I'm sure Nick, being a really smart guy, Ike, has learned from his past experience. He's not just going to go for any team or any contract. He knows what he needs, and his agent knows what he needs to be successful again. So I expect Nick to look at things a little bit differently.
Yeah, I don't understand how people think Nick would be happy with going from the ultimate high of winning the Super Bowl and being the Super Bowl MVP as a starting quarterback to basically being obscure again as the backup. Like, why would he be happy with playing behind a guy who has top five ability? What's he doing? Sitting behind him saying, I hope he gets injured?
And he knows.
So I'll get back in one day?
He knows it's not his team. He said he
it's
knows it's Carson's team.
Exactly.
He knows it.
It's not his team.
He knows it.
And guess what? The love for Nick Foles will eventually turn into, it was nice Nick Foles won us the Super Bowl. We'll forever love him for that. But he'll never get the appreciation and the adulation from his peers around the league. Like, eventually, that's going to fade away. Like, yeah, he won the Super Bowl. Yeah, it was a moment.
That's all he did.
It was a moment. So did Timmy Smith win the Super Bowl MVP. So did Larry Brown.
O.J. Anderson.
You know, there are guys that won the Super Bowl MVP, and that's all they're known for is that on Super Bowl Sunday, when it comes back around to that game, they get their highlights shown.
Uh-huh.
But if he wants to establish himself in the NFL and be the best that he can be, he's going to have to take another crack at being a starter.
But there's people that think that he doesn't, that he won the Super Bowl, now he's content because he wants to be involved in religion.
No, that's what they want.
And all this other stuff.
See, I love the way people will call up and say, this is what Nick wants. No, this is what you want. You want Nick to stay here forever and be happy with being a backup.
That is what I want.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean you personally. I'm just saying.
Well, no, but I'm saying, I'm one of those people.
Right,
I would love for him to stick around, but I'm also not stupid.
Yeah, you know what? When he went out to L.A., I was mad, right? But then there was part of me that wanted him to do well so he could make Chip Kelly look bad.
I rooted for him.
So I wanted him to do well, not at the expense of the Eagles. I don't even think they played the Eagles during that time. But I wanted him to do well just so he could make that decision look even worse. And I kind of want him to go somewhere else to play so he can validate even more what he did for his career. He doesn't need to validate it to us. We're going to forever be in debt to him for winning the
Absolutely.
Super Bowl for us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.